Good morning. An Alberta Clipper approaching from the west is producing some light snow showers that could dust the ground in spots across the region for the drive into work, maybe a little bit of slippery travel. Temperatures today will start out in the teens and 20s and make their way up toward the 30-degree mark. Then, as the Arctic front associated with the Alberta Clipper sweeps on through later in the day, the wind will flip around to the northwest and become gusty, and temperatures will start to drop back down through the 20s. The Arctic air will continue to settle in tonight, many places between 0 and 10 above, and some places even below 0 by early tomorrow morning with partly cloudy skies. This will lead us to some sunshine tomorrow morning, and high pressure will be in control to keep it dry, although some clouds will start to stream in late in the day. Temperatures will struggle and only reach the lower to mid-20s in most locations. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a couple of areas of low pressure will begin to make their way toward us for later on in the week. Right now, it looks like the two low-pressure centers will combine to form a deeper storm off the Delmarva Peninsula, and then it will work its way up the east coast. The exact timing, track, and intensity will all determine who gets what in terms of snowfall, but at least a moderate snow for most of us across the region as we get into the day on Friday and Friday night. Some snow will even linger into the early morning period on Saturday, especially across New England as the storm departs, and then we'll go back to sunshine Saturday afternoon through the day on Sunday, with temperatures going back up into the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings are still out for northern New Hampshire and most of Maine, with actual temperatures between 5 and 15 below zero and wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values will range from 25 to 40 below zero starting tonight. Dense fog is an issue again across most of the south. Visibilities will be reduced to a quarter mile or less, including the Atlanta metro area. And parts of the Cascades are under a winter weather advisory for 6 to 10 inches of snow expected today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Yoahaven Airport in Canada at 12 noon last Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Split, Resnik, Croatia at 2 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog at 1 above zero, and a west wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 22, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 19 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s, Boston cloudy with light snow in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 29 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 23, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday and only a tenth of an inch for the month, which is 2.3 inches of snow below normal. And 19.7 inches of snow for the season, which is 16.8 inches of snow below normal. There were 42 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 220, that's 13 above normal, and 3,696 for the season, which is 362 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 16, the record high, 55, set in 1991, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning at 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:15 p.m., 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers this morning, then becoming breezy with increasing sunshine this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming breezy with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds and becoming breezy this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows 5 to 10 above zero. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, with snow showers this morning, then becoming breezy with increasing sunshine this afternoon, with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on the cold side, lower to mid-20s. Snow likely on Friday, perhaps becoming heavy late in the day and at night in the lower 30s. Snow into Saturday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy in the afternoon with highs around 30. Mostly sunny for the day on Sunday, highs in the lower to mid-30s. A chance of rain or snow Monday around 40, and back into the 30s with scattered snow showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.